I've been quite relieved and heartwarmed by the response we've had so far. We've had a good reaction on Twitter and Facebook and all the various usual channels that way. Particularly with schools, from school teachers, and a lot of the local schools have already we've started to pre-sell to schools, so they're already very excited about the opportunity of coming to see the play. We're going to be starting with Macbeth, which is a really good, juicy play to start with. So we're hoping that that's going to draw a lot of people as well, because it's a really exciting play. It's probably one of Shakespeare's most accessible plays. And I think a lot of people have this kind of experience of Shakespeare from school, which is potentially quite, or certainly in my day, when I was learning Shakespeare at school, it was potentially quite dull, you know, kind of reading books, and you sort of didn't really understand what anyone was saying. And actually, it's kind of the opposite of that. It's extremely exciting stories, and there's a reason they're still being done now, because they really do speak to everybody. So our job as a theatre company is to try and capture that excitement and make sure that the audience experience that in November. All the language and the action and the drama of the piece really comes across live in a way that it really doesn't when you're reading it. Not to say there's anything wrong with reading it. It can be very interesting and fascinating, but it's much more exciting when you see it up close and personal. And what's really exciting about where we're putting the play on in the Solomons Estate in Tunbridge Wells is that it's an old Victorian theatre that's really, really spooky. It's got this kind of real, we get a lot for free, you know, it's got a really kind of gothic feel about it. And I think that a play like Macbeth, which is with its themes of the supernatural and you know, the spookiness of the play, I think is really going to come across in that venue in a way that's going to be quite exciting for people, because it's a small theatre. You know, we're not watching it on a big stage. We're going to be in the thrusts, so we're right in the audience. The action's going to be happening sort of in the audience, around the audience, and you're going to be really able to see the emotion on the actors' faces, and hopefully get some of the shocks as well from the play right up close. So if people would like to support what we're trying to do, bringing Shakespeare to Kent, then it would be really helpful if they could go to our website, and from there they can hit the Kickstarter campaign and maybe pledge a donation for us. All the pledges also include VIP tickets to the gala night. We're running a big charity gala. We've got tickets to the previews. We've got an afternoon tea with the cast. There's all sorts of really nice goodies. So have a look at the Kickstarter, and you can from there just select how much you want to give. So the link would be theshakespeareproject.co.uk.